like them woods was full of them, didn't like that one iota. They beat that boy till one of his eyeballs fell out, then tied a cotton gin fan round his neck and throwed him off a bridge into the Tallahatchie River. Folks says if you was to walk across that bridge today, you could still hear that drowned young man crying out from the water. There was lots of Emmett Till's, only most of them didn't make the news. Folks say the bayou in the Red River Parish is full to its pea-green brim with the splintery bones of colored folks that white men done fed to the gators for coveting their women, or maybe just looking cross-eyed. Wouldn't like it happen every day, but the chance of it, the threat of it, hung over the cotton fields like a ghost. I worked them fields for nearly 30 years like a slave. Even though slavery had supposedly ended when my grandma was just a girl, I had a shack I didn't own, two pairs of overalls I got on credit, a hog, and an outhouse. I worked them fields, planting and plowing and picking and giving all the cotton to the man that owned the land, all with no paycheck. I didn't even know what a paycheck was. It might be hard for you to imagine. I worked like that while the seasons rolled by. From the time I was a little bitty boy, all the way past the time that President Kennedy got shot in Dallas. All them years, there was a